A bill that would provide tuition assistance to attend community and technical colleges in West Virginia has passed the Senate. Senate Bill 1 passed the legislature's upper chamber with a unanimous 34-0 vote Wednesday. The bill would provide the last dollar in for in-state students after all other forms of financial aid has been exhausted. Additionally, the bill includes some eligibility requirements. In order for students to receive the tuition grant, they must complete community service while enrolled in school, successfully pass a drug test prior to each semester, and remain in West Virginia for 2 years following the completion of a program. Senate Finance Chairman Craig Blair says the bill is not about entitlement, it's about investment.
It allows people like myself to be able to succeed in this state and businesses to succeed in this state, which helps us over the overall message that we're trying to do, and that is grow the fiscal pie in the state of West Virginia.
Last session's version of the last dollar in bill also passed the upper chamber unanimously, but was not taken up by the House. This year, new House Speaker Roger Hanshaw has championed the cause of workforce development, but has questioned whether focusing on community college is the correct path towards that goal. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Charleston.